And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Now they give it to Green. Green stutter step. He's through. First down. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. Run, William, run. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
In the backfield, two receivers left, one right. Mayfield back to pass. Lux going towards the end zone, and it's caught by Donovan Peoples-Jones. Touchdown! He got it! He got it! The rookie from Michigan got it with 11 seconds left to go!
Pumping once, now throwing long down the left side. Slaughter has it. He's going in for a touchdown. The Panthers won the game.
Hey ho, and what you know? Welcome everybody to the trailer edition of the Top Dogs. I am one half of the Top Dogs, Alex Hale. My co-host for this show is none other than Jack McCurry, and you will hear him on episode one, which debuts on March 31st. Now, this is a little bit of a teaser, a little bit of a trailer of what you are to come to and expect from the Top Dogs. Now, this show is going to be a lot of fun. Jack and I have a ton of ideas for this. This has been something that's kind of been in the works for about a month, but Jack and I have been talking. We're friends. We've been friends for a while now. And, you know, we've always wanted to work on something together. And, you know, this all came together very quickly. I know a lot of you are going to be coming over from After Further Review, my former podcast. I've now retired. For you newbies who are checking out my work for the first time, welcome. And welcome to my psychotic craziness that is my love for football. And when it comes to Jack, Jack is probably going to be the one that brings me back down to earth when I say it's time to panic, because as a wise man once told me, it's always time to panic. But this show is going to be a lot of fun. We have a bunch of different segments for you guys. Some of it is obviously with the name. Honestly, when we thought, you know, what are we going to name this? We thought, hey, let's do something fun. And we remembered, you know, Baker said, you know, he woke up and he was feeling dangerous. And I looked everywhere. I don't know how no one ever did it, but, you know, we just kind of looked at each other and we were like, Top Dogs. And shout out to our good friend Andy Lytle, who created our wonderful, amazing logo for the Top Dogs podcast. Yes, it's in the style of a Top Gun logo, but it is totally awesome. Shout out to Andy. You did an outstanding job. But again, this show, a lot of our segments, you're going to find out very quickly. There is going to be a little bit of a Top Gun reference. I am a little bit of a Top Gun fan myself. Cannot wait for the sequel. But I thought it was just perfect in terms of, you know, woke up feeling dangerous, being the advocate for my client, Baker Mayfield. Bonus points if you get that reference. And we just have a ton of great ideas that we think are going to be different from other Browns podcasts. While we're going to be informative, we're going to bring you takes, we're going to bring you the information, we're not going to be here breaking news. That's going to be more so in terms of the Dogland Network. Please check out the Dogland podcast, as well as it's part of the Dogland Network. The Dogland is going to be more informative, insider analysis stuff. This show is going to be fun. You know, this is going to be a lot of hot takes. We have alternative Browns history that we're going to be doing, where we're going to break down scenarios where alternate Browns scenarios could happen. One of my personal favorites, what if the Browns had accepted the Saints offer in 1999 for the number one pick? How could the Browns have looked after that? Could the Browns still have gotten Tim Couch? Would they have gotten somebody else? Would they have been better off? Another one that we have is, what if Ray Farmer was actually allowed to take the guys he selected? What current Browns player would have been a Brown from day one? There are reports to back this, by the way. And my personal favorite, it's been a long-standing theory of mine. What would the Browns have looked like if they had never moved and Bill Belichick and Ozzie Newsome had run the show together? Spoiler alert. Oh, God. Yeah, it's going to be painful. That's going to be a painful episode. We won't blame you for not listening. But we're going to have guests on. We're going to have more so fans on, whether it be fans from other teams, whether it be fans from, you know, our fan base, part of the Dog Pound itself. We're going to have fellow podcasters join us just to sit and chat. This is not going to be a show where we're going to break down, you know, hey, Baker's stats against the blitz are this, and this team runs a ton of blitzes, so how's it going to look? We're not going to revolve ourselves around that. We're just here to have fun and be Browns fans, because guess what? We're the top dogs. So, with that said, we really hope you guys enjoy the show. Again, March 31st, 2021 is the official launch date of the Top Dogs. We cannot wait for you guys to join us. And I feel the need. Oh boy, I feel the need for speed. Well, maybe not that, because, well, we're not really flying, but I do feel the need for a Super Bowl. We'll talk to you guys soon.